didn't say anything, Pat. That was rude. You should have walked in us. You should have greeted us.
Why?
Because that's what Pat does.
How do you know?
Yeah.
Fuck.
You know. Remember the Xbox Live that you didn't greet
God damn it, Tiffany.
Fuck off.
I will not fuck off.
She wouldn't shut up about this on the bus home.
What?
She wouldn't shut up about this on the bus home.
Yeah, because they were talking about how you were an angel, a perfect being. But no, 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 not in my eyes.
She has something else to say.
Oh my god.
This is so much drama.
All over Xbox Live.
This yeah, you can you can avoid this now. All this conflict. But no.
No.
You're that yeah, see?
No.
See?
No.
Let him keep his extra account, Tiffany. If he wants to, he can fill that spot whatever he wants. Even if he wants it to be empty.
It's not getting the money's worth.
If that's his business.
I don't even know if she still has it.
Yeah,
well,
you don't. Do you have an Xbox?
I have an Xbox. Zachary has an Xbox One. And I think Matthew has an Xbox. But me and Matthew don't use ours.
Oh. So.
She might just get Zachary's and that's about it.
Yeah, well, that would be cheaper then, right?
I'd
imagine.
Plan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is no point. So.
Yeah.
So even if you get it, it's probably going to be canceled anyways, Tiffany. I can't say things. It's probably going to be canceled soon.
Yeah, but it's not.
Not yet, but it will be soon.
In the past, it wasn't. One semester ago.
He didn't want to tease you, Tiffany.
He's so salty.
I love it.
I don't think I've ever seen you this angry.
No, we were talking about this like last night on the bus. This is hilarious. We never saw her this salty.
All over Xbox. Why?
I used to play COD, you know? And now I can't because I don't have Xbox.
Play on PC.
I do play on PC, but no one plays COD on PC. Now
everyone plays on PC.
No,
it's just a lot more competitive, and people are assholes.
No.
Play Warframe PvP.
I tried that.
No, play WoW
it's
PvP.
Ass?
Yeah, it is. And no.
You gotta play arenas. That's where.
Oh, do you have a family plan for that too?
There are no family plans for WoW.
Oh, okay. Or is it you just don't want to tell me? Huh?
No.
Oh, okay.
Neither.
Oh,
I don't know. That'd be cool if they were family plans.
Uh-huh. Yeah, tell me more.
Fuck you.
All this salt.
They don't even have the credit card anymore.
Uh-huh.
Fuck you.
All this information that I care about.
Are we recording?
Good shit. Good shit.
Welcome to the LifeCast.
Welcome.
You enjoyed that introduction.
Kill me.
I'm your host.
No, you're not.
No one's the host here.
And I'm your host, Dion Manassian.
That phone is the host.
Here with Tiffany Ma, Patrick Bowden, and Rich Capizzuto.
Yeah.
Cappuccino.
Cappuccino.
So did you play Call of Duty Ghosts?
Yeah, it was ass.
Good shit.
That's
guess
general...
what's not gonna be ass?
Hmm?
The ghost stories we tell on this podcast right now.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot we were talking about that.
What?
We're telling ghost stories.
So I was too focused on something.
Fuck you, fuck.
So salty.
Yeah, and who caused that?
Ghosts.
The spooky ghost.
Oh,
the spoopies.
The ghost is making me angry.
I hate the word spoopy.
I know.
It's so fucking dumb.
It is.
Sheeple.
Sheeple
is also a dumb word.
Moist.
Moist? I don't mind moist.
It's just kind of disgusting sounding, but...
Yeah. It's not like...
Yeah.
I mean, you should hear my mom say it.
I can only imagine.
How would she say it?
Moist.
Moist?
Moist.
So
moist.
Moist. So no tea.
I guess so.
Moist.
Moist.
Yeah, it's like noise, but moist.
Moist.
Moist. Welcome, Dan. I hope you're enjoying this quality content.
They don't come here for quality content.
What's quality?
I wish I knew.
Oh, shit,
so,
dude.
Oh, shit, dude.
I guess, other than Tiffany bringing this up, mm-hmm. I particularly enjoy ghost stories, even though they scare me shitless.
I like it.
I definitely enjoy them.
We should turn the lights off then.
Rich, go fast.
Let's go. Not fast enough.
Oh, fuck.
Rich was waiting for the fucking day I told him to
still
go
on.
Fast.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Huh?
Why?
Rich was waiting what?
Push the buttons.
There we go.
Oh, that's a little too dark.
That's fine.
I think that's fine, Pat.
Why?
Are they motion?
They might be motion censored.
That's fine. Leave those
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're trying to figure out a lighting situation in a room we've recorded podcasts in for several episodes.
Because...
fuck. Yeah, but...
Well, this accent is perfect. Yeah, like
don't
this.
Forget to bring a towel.
Is
to
your,
what?
Yeah, is that your ghost story? Did you go to Tali?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my gosh. To prelude this conversation, I really love that Wayfair commercial or whatever, where it's like the couple, or married couple or whatever, they have kids. This is the premise. And they buy new bed sheets, and they're like plain white bed sheets. And the husband just goes, well, what did you do with the other sheets? And the wife goes, oh, little Jimmy needed a costume for school. The school play. He was a ghost. But the old sheets had, like, floral print on them. So he was a floral print ghost.
Oh,
Spoopy.
I'd laugh, honestly. If I was spooked by a floral print ghost.
Oh god, no, not the floral print.
Be my friend.
Taste my flowers.
Ew, what if they're poisonous?
Exactly. Exactly, that's what's spooky.
Yeah. I forgot flowers can be poisonous.
Yeah. Mm. Almost everything can be poisonous if you try hard enough.
Yeah,
that's true.
Even poop.
Poop.
Huh. Even
don't question it!
I will question everything.
You
I mean, if you
that,
were poisoned, then it would take, like, time to digest.
Yeah.
And wouldn't your butt be poisoned as well?
Your entire body?
Probably.
Yeah.
Then you would have to cut...
Poison ass!
Poison ass!
Bitch ass.
No, it's like a play on words because of poisonous.
Get it, Pat?
Yeah, I know.
Okay!
Yeah.
Okay!
Okay.
But... I guess going into our spoopy story presentation, let me prelude this again by where I live in conjunction to some spooky stories from my hometown. First of all, I live maybe a 2 minutes drive away from a prison.
Fun.
Oh.
And
fun.
A lake filled with leeches.
Oh. Can I have
okay.
some?
If you want to go get them, then sure.
Go for a swim and you'll have plenty.
Sweet.
I also live near this place called Dudley Road. And if you know anything about Massachusetts, like, ghost stories, Dudley Road is up there.
Hmm.
It's really fun to drive down there on Halloween and know nothing will happen.
Aw, man.
Oh, yeah. The story behind this is apparently... There's a convent there, and it's been there for a long ass time, like on that road. And way back in the day, I think it's been a while since I told the story, so it's gonna be really bad. But back in the day, there was a convent. I don't think there was an asylum, but there might have been at some point. But yeah, the convent. There was one priest there for some reason, and then there were all the nuns. And I think the priest had an affair with one of the nuns, several. This is a really bad ghost story. And
sounds like a freaking porn.
Spooky.
I don't know, it's an urban legend.
Oh.
But, so there were all these affairs, and stop it!
What?
What?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Nothing happened.
So there were all these affairs, right? And when there were rumors about, like, the affairs, I'm pretty sure the priest would kill the nuns in succession.
Shit.
By, like, hanging them.
Which of the
Which?
Nuns?
Yeah. Like, it would be under the premise of a witch hunt.
Hmm.
I'll have to look it up and... Like, if you buy the book Weird Massachusetts, it's really good. And you should read it. Because Dudley Road is in there.
Okay. I mean, seems like unfair instead of affair.
What?
It's unfair.
I mean, yeah.
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 Whoosh.
So you know what my favorite thing is in
pizza.
Terms of ghost stories?
Pizza.
Mushroom Asylums. Pizza.
Asylum for all ghost stories.
Yeah.
So
yes.
Outlast?
What?
Not Outlast.
And pizza. And
oh.
pizza.
And
pizza.
Pizza
definitely works well.
I like pizza ghosts.
Oh, yes.
They just want to eat.
Wait,
ooh,
what?
Babada boopy.
Babada boopy?
What's the last pizza ghost you visited? What the fuck?
You know, what's, you know what else is my favorite?
What?
Poltergeists. That's like a poltergeist is a ghost that supposedly possesses things. Like objects. Poultrygeist is like a chicken.
Yeah, because poultry.
The ghost of a chicken.
I want to be that.
I think you have to be a dead chicken first.
Shit.
Okay.
You sound like you want it so much.
So now become a chicken and then die.
It's two simple steps. Like we're making this easy
profit.
For you. And then profit.
Three
simple
steps.
Three simple steps.
Do you think... Like, laying eggs is, like, it feels good for them?
I think it's just the thing that happens.
Yeah, like...
Oh.
It's probably, like, taking a shit.
I was gonna say.
Yeah.
Probably just like that.
I mean, maybe.
Imagine if we shatter babies instead.
That's what I thought happened initially.
Oh,
I didn't know there were three holes.
Huh?
I thought you just pooped. And baby...
Oh, whoops.
Like, after... Because no one explained... Sex to me until I took that
sex ed?
Sex ed, yeah. When I was in 9th grade.
Oh.
I went to Christian school all my
oh.
life.
Oh.
Which is why I was so late.
Yeah, speaking of sex ed, like, you know the room and then we go to the left side and then there's the event room that we had our Smash tournament?
Yeah.
Like, that we saw, Rich and I saw... Like, the big screen playing eggs and sperm.
It was walked by, just on a big projector, just, is that sperm? Oh, look, now they're going towards the egg. Okay. Like, with the door wide open and everything.
I mean, you
some
didn't act that calm.
Okay, so, slightly high. Is that sperm? Like, was that more accurate to it?
Yeah, and then
there we
I
go.
Was like, I like this.
And yes, then you liked it.
Yes.
But you didn't give them your approval. You just said you liked it to me, but you never told them.
Yeah, I know.
How are they going to know
I
you
mean,
approve?
I don't think they care about
they
my opinions.
They probably do. They care about everyone's opinion.
You know what's fucked
I
up?
Huh?
Ghost babies.
Ghost babies.
Like babies who have died for one reason or another, and they have ghosts.
Really?
Yeah. There's a lot of horror stories about that.
Ooh. Tell one.
P.T.
Oh, yes.
What?
Hey.
Art?
The playable trailer for that game.
Yeah.
Oh,
that got cancelled prematurely. Dang. Moment of silence.
You know that.
For PT.
That. Was it Silent Hill?
Silent Hills.
Silent Hills.
Yeah.
The playable trailer.
Yeah, and then. You know that little. What the, is it called? A fetus?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the sink. I thought that was adorable.
You're into some weird shit.
I'm not into that. I just think it's cute. It's like failing its arms, like, wah.
It's talking to you in like a deep, creepy voice.
It's bloody and emaciated.
But look at his face, it's like, I don't know.
You're unique. I'll just say that. You are very unique.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever heard anyone else describe that fetus as cute.
Oh.
Mostly terrifying.
Yeah, that's,
yeah.
Really? That's mostly what I've heard.
I initially thought it was like a coat hanger abortion. Baby.
Really?
I thought it was way more fucked up than it initially was. Or than it was.
Huh.
You know what was cute,
though?
This
episode's gonna have a huge, like, trigger warning for things.
Yeah, huh. You know what was cute, though? That talking paper bag. That
where?
Yeah, that was hilarious.
No, it actually was hilarious.
It was, when you first started at the game, you turned around, and there were... It was one of the times you woke up in the room.
I think it was the second time you woke up in the room.
Yeah, you could turn around and there would be a paper bag filled with shit on a table in the corner and it would talk to you.
The most Hideo Kojima thing.
That's a very Hideo Kojima thing.
Yeah.
Can we see this in the room after this?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll look it up.
We can look it up, yeah.
We still have it?
No, we have to look it up, though.
I wish.
Oh, yeah, because we wiped it so many times.
Yeah. We didn't wipe it. We had to.
We had to.
Yeah.
It wiped itself.
It wiped itself.
Because we fucked up the PS4.
No.
Yeah.
My Bloodborne character.
Bloodborne characters.
Was that Gwen or was that Beatrice?
What?
Beatrice.
It's Beatrice.
Bless you.
But it was named after Dante's muse, so I'm going to pronounce it in Italian.
Oh, okay. Artur.
You still practicing that?
Huh?
You're still practicing that?
Yeah, I practiced it like two nights ago when my tongue got tired. I was like...
That doesn't sound like Artur.
Artur.
None of you know any ghost stories?
Not really.
I mean,
like,
I've made some,
like,
but it's not really scary.
Go tell us then.
You know,
we
like,
can talk about just generally scary things, like
creepy pastas.
Creepy pastas?
Yeah,
my favorite creepy pastas are the SCP projects.
What's
some of them are so dumb.
Suicide Squidward is kind of creepy.
Nah, kind of. The only reason I found that a bit creepy when I first read it was I was reading it at like 3 a.m. and like, with all the lights off.
Uh-huh.
That's the only way I found it a bit creepy. I don't know.
That's the only way I found Ben Drowned creepy.
Yeah, no, yeah. Even then, I was like,
even
then,
I was like.
Yeah. I don't know how so many people got freaked out by that.
Yeah.
You guys
sent
the movie.
Ben Drowned.
Yeah.
What's
my favorite.
The Majora's Mask one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
My favorite one, I think, is like. Because it just seems so plausible, is this one about Disney World.
Right,
mm-hmm.
Is that the one with like the abandoned room and like the Mickey statue?
The Mickey,
yeah.
The Mickey costumes?
Yeah, the Mickey costumes, yeah.
Yeah.
What's,
that one's a good read.
What's that one?
Basically, this dude goes to an abandoned part of the Disney parks,
mm-hmm.
And it was like a wildlife island that was also a water park, and they kept a lot of animals there that the animals like supposedly broke out and like ravaged the island, so they shut it down to tourists. And this dude goes there, and he takes pictures of the stuff, and they're, like, actual pictures. You know, the place is actually abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
For one reason or another. And then he, like, goes into the back corridors and stuff of the hotels and, like, the basements and everything. And he finds, like, a bunch of Mickey costumes, and some of them are, like, wicked deformed. And, like, one of them starts moving on its own, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's a really good read.
I
which is weird to say about a creepypasta.
Yeah.
I mean, if it makes you feel, then it's good.
Mm.
Exactly.
Well, not every piece of art writing that makes you feel is good. A lot of things I read on the internet make me feel one emotion, and that emotion is disgust.
Yeah,
oh.
That's my
I mean, like, it's good in its own way of being bad.
It's not even good, it's just painful.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like Sonic High School.
That was an experience.
No, it wasn't.
That was
you.
A true experience.
That was actually
I wasn't even there.
That's why, Pat. If you were in the room, you would have loved it.
Yeah.
It was
just like the group reaction.
It totally was.
Because it wasn't like, oh, I am taking the time out of my day doing my personal shit to read this. It's, you know, we're all having a bad time together.
Yes, all having a bad time together, just reading the shit out loud, bursting out at, like, all the dumb shit as soon as we read it.
Yeah.
Just every time, like, the first...
The curtains.
The classic curtains. I can just remember every time...
That's spoilers.
Oh, we're sorry, but you didn't say what the curtains are. Oh, really?
I'm venture a guess right now.
Probably.
But didn't Nick read it on his own time?
I think Nick and Greg did.
Yeah, Greg did, because
yeah.
Greg
did.
Couldn't make it to all the group
yeah.
readings, and he was like...
He came back, and he was just like...
I know Nick did.
Yeah.
Well, because Nick likes Sonic.
Yeah.
You probably would have read it on your own time, too.
Fuck you.
If I missed the group reading, yes.
I don't remember these group readings.
What?
I don't remember these group readings.
Were you there? I don't know.
Probably not.
I don't think you were there.
You might have been there for a couple of them.
It was last spring semester.
Last spring.
Was that last semester?
Right before Bloodborne came out.
I think it was like right after Bloodborne came out. Because I remember Victor was playing while we read it.
Maybe it was during.
Wait, was this last semester?
Yeah, last spring.
Last spring.
Wait, so 2 semesters ago?
Yes.
Something like that.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, like literally.
Like
yeah.
Around this time last year.
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait. Oh, I remember. No, I don't stay long.
That's
first
when
year.
You left at 4:20, I think.
Yeah, that's when you left at 4:20 every day.
Actually, no, my first year I left at like 2-ish.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I went home depressed.
Oh. Oh.
Why didn't you stay longer?
Because I didn't feel comfortable.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because we were fucking weird.
Yeah.
We still are.
We still
yeah,
are.
Yeah, we still are. That hasn't changed.
No, this is, I don't know if I want to go right, like, deep into this. I felt excluded. So.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad you feel included now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad we let you into this hive mind.
Yeah.
We're bees.
One of us.
Yeah.
One of
stop chanting.
I'll chant if you're letting me into the Xbox Live.
Fuck you.
At this point, Tiffany, why don't you just get your own?
Yeah.
Because I have no motivation.
It's like, what, 12 bucks?
But you have motivation to heckle Pat about
yes.
it?
Yes.
Fuck off.
No. Revenge is a really nice motivator.
Yeah.
Yeah. God damn, I'm just thinking back to like Sonic High School, just the live reaction of everyone reading it at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh,
we
took
turns. We took turns.
Oh.
That was
we
like,
paused like every other sentence.
Yeah, it was like, guys, like, read ahead a second. Does it really say that?
It wasn't even like, oh, it's like, oh my god, I read ahead, you guys. It wasn't like, oh, you guys, read ahead. You know,
it was
like,
oh god,
oh,
I read
god.
Ahead. Holy shit. It, like, I, even at the time, I couldn't believe how much that just kept outdoing itself.
I know!
Like, I don't get old after, like, a chapter.
I don't think we were even reading to, like, read the fanfiction anymore.
Oh, no, definitely not.
We were reading to see how many times this guy could one-up himself.
Yeah, and he's some fucking, I'm still not sure if that was legit or he was just fucking around.
Yeah.
Wasn't
but
he,
like,
12?
We don't know. It says he was, but
it
he could...
It seems so legit.
It seems so legit, but...
It seems, like...
It's too perfect, though.
Yeah, I know.
There's
this thing when you've been a writer for a very long time, as I have, you can kind of tell when an author knows what they're talking about versus when they don't.
Yeah.
And all the times that author was talking about, like, oh, I just came back from vacation, or like, oh my gosh, you guys, you know, I won't be updating for 2 weeks because I'm going on vacation, you know, like, that was real.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. And, like, so many of the phrases and, like, the experiences that the characters have, it's, I don't know, it has to be something that he has experienced very recently.
Definitely. Like, the way he kept self-inserting himself, like,
yeah.
Just like when... Like, he kept using those super specific examples. I can't think of one right now.
Yeah. I don't think it was faked.
Yeah, fuck. I could honestly see either way, but that's a really good point.
Yeah.
I don't think it was faked either now, actually.
We're a really fucked up 12-year-old.
We were all fucked up 12-year-olds.
Yeah, I don't think any of us were fucked up to the point of writing something like that, though. I don't think I was. I'm thinking back. I don't think I was, thankfully.
I'm not sure.
I'm sorry, Pat, are you?
I don't remember.
Pat, I'm sure you were like a timid 12-year-old.
I can kind of do that.
A what?
A timid.
Like a shy 12-year-old.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Like, you went to school, you came home, you played video games,
you,
pretty
you,
much.
You did Pat things.
Did Pat things?
Pat things.
What grade was 12?
Seventh. Yeah.
Seventh, yeah. Every other day was banned, so yeah.
Wait, band?
Yeah.
Yeah, what instrument did you play?
Alto sax.
Ooh!
Good
My
shit,
sister
Pat.
Played French horn. She still does from time to time. But, creepypastas.
Tiffany, you said you were going to tell us some scary stories.
Oh, well, that's not scary.
I don't care, Calvin.
Oh, you know those games, like, you pick 3 cards and then you make a story out of it?
Yeah.
I don't think... Basically,
can you play along?
Basically, basically, you pick three cards and you tell a story.
Yeah, all it right. gives you like three things and you have to tell a story about
we
them.
We should do this one day, guys.
Oh, yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah.
I'll prepare that for a few podcasts from now.
Shit.
But yeah, I remember I got like elephant and then I forgot the other two. But it was basically this dude named Larry and how he was a very lonely man. And then he made his penis into an elephant by removing his testicles, leaving the sack there so it would be like the flappy ears. And then, like, he would.
What the fuck?
Pat's reaction. Pat's just, like, sitting there in disbelief.
Oh. And then, like, he would attach, like, the string thing to, like, inside his penis so whenever he pulled it, like, it went up. It would act like a trunk.
What the fuck?
That sounds painful.
This is incredible.
God damn it.
What?
Okay, so is this the scary part?
I don't know.
Okay.
How do you feel about it?
It's pretty scary.
Yeah,
pretty painful.
Yeah, right? Like, that's the only part that makes it scary.
Oh,
God damn. Fuck.
I mean, that's all I remember about it.
And I guess it was scary, though. Good job, Tiffany.
Yeah, and then it was like he kept on talking to it, I think. It was like his best friend.
He talked to his dick?
Yeah.
So he talked to his dick that he made an elephant.
Yes.
What the fuck kind of story is
this? I don't know, but it has just something with a ping pong ball, too, but I don't remember what he did with it.
A ping pong ball?
Yeah, I just remember his, like, something about ping pong balls or
is that like
when
he fed it like
no I don't think he fed his penis
it would fit in her story wouldn't it
no
with how out there it is
no
I would have done
everything has a rhyme and a reason in this story please respect
you're
the
right.
author's
yeah.
right.
author's
so,
choice
so much
of narrative
rhyme.
Larry
right.
is a mentally disturbed man but he appreciated the company of his penis
you're right
wow.
Alright, let's take a moment of silence.
Rip Larry?
Rip Larry.
Rip Larry.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I press F to pay respects. I still love that.
I do too.
Like,
yeah.
That was a meme that was around for several hours. And no more.
Yep.
If it was around for more,
it
would, like, it would not be as poignant as it is today.
Yes, what definitely.
Because, like, the press F to pay respects.
I don't remember.
From the latest Call of Duty.
Yeah, 3. The story.
Modern Warfare 3.
What's his face?
Your friend dies, and you go up to the casket, and it says press F to pay respects, or like press X to pay respects.
Oh, don't play the campaign.
Same.
Maybe that's why it didn't last long.
Who plays COD for the campaign?
People that I know do.
But
there's something wrong with them, man.
Those weird fuckers.
Yeah.
What if the next Call of Duty game comes out and you have to play through the campaign to get the best gun in the game?
Then that's when the franchise just dies.
Actually, no, there are like overachievers in that game.
Okay.
And the gun is really overpowered and stuff.
Okay, so what if you have to play through the campaign to get to the multiplayer?
Then they're going out.
That's when it dies.
Yeah.
I mean, they released a multiplayer version only on Steam.
Yeah.
That's
cost less.
They know where their strengths are.
Although it took me totally too.
They know how to sell.
Yeah.
Sooner or later they'll release a zombie only version.
Yeah,
probably.
So I have a question for you guys. This is a jump, but if you had to visit one place that is abandoned, where would you visit?
Abandoned?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like places. No places you've heard of or any type of place.
No, I'm trying to think.
Because I have a huge list.
Really?
Yeah, I have a really long list of places that I'd visit.
Let's go one day.
Yeah, let's go to all of them.
Yeah, let's just go to Chernobyl.
Yeah, that would be great.
You know, where in, I think the Ukraine, where that really big nuclear reactor melted down.
Oh.
Yeah.
I want to visit it. Okay.
Because I think we've talked about this on the podcast before, but one of my favorite aesthetics is industrial decay.
Decay.
Which, you were all in the dark room with me today.
Yeah.
Which is why I took all those pictures of Archer, because it looks so decrepit and abandoned.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it technically is.
Yeah, pretty much. They still have classes there, but, like, damn.
Yeah.
No, even when they had classes there, like, I mean, even, like, last year, it still looked abandoned and decrepit. Oh. And it technically wasn't abandoned then.
Yeah. Oh. I recently found out that it was built, I think, in the 20s or 30s.
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I should do
it. Yeah.
Shit.
That's why it looks, that's why, like, it's an eldritch abomination.
Yeah.
Mm. But,
like, even looking through your pictures, it all just looks...
Spooky.
Like, yeah, spooky. Spooky. Especially with the black and white shit.
Alright. Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted to convey. I think tomorrow, if I need a break from the room...
Which you will.
Which I will. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna bring my camera anyway to record our event tomorrow. Mm. But
should,
I have now dated this podcast.
That?
Yours? The DSLR?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Alright.
We'll get a couple angles. Right. But... That's why I want to get pictures of Archer on digital, because they're easier for sharing. Like, I love film, and I love being able to, like, have that hands-on quality with developing the pictures and that trial and error.
But it's so,
you know,
much work.
It's a lot of work, but I don't mind it.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
It's very worth it to me.
If you get that, like, good one.
Yeah. And, like, that's just, I don't know. I guess that's why I like puzzle games, too. Except for The Witness. Fuck The Witness.
That
because,
shit is hard.
Yeah, it's difficult. And I had to have a guide literally right next to me every time I played
it. Just to
it.
Get through the story.
Just to get through it.
Is there a story?
Kind of.
Okay.
And it's frustrating.
Oh, I thought you said guy instead of guide.
Oh.
There's a random
you?
Ass guy.
Dave.
Yeah.
It's just
yeah,
Dave.
Like,
just
Dave.
I wish Dave would come to my house. he didn't for a while because we had bees. We were beekeepers for a short time and then they all died.
Oh.
Yeah.
I
was pretty sad, but like, it's not like I was keeping them. I would have, but.
Mm.
Oh well. But yeah, back to my list of abandoned places I'd like to visit. This one, I was so upset when I found out about it. And it had been like demolished 2 months prior.
Aww.
But it was Weilu's on Route 1.
Oh, the Chinese restaurant
up
on the hill?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, what?
Oh,
there was,
I've been there once and I got food poisoning.
Yeah,
and
they've
it
been
was
through
terrible.
A lot of, like, management changes and stuff, so it was okay, but, like, their architecture and the way the building looked was so incredible.
I believe it was supposed to be a Chinese museum as
both.
Well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh?
And a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did
on
you say
Route
it was
one.
Supposed to be a club as
Where's
well?
It was a club.
Yeah.
Well, in its last few years.
On
before route, it was totally abandoned.
On Route 1.
On Route 1, I think in Lynn.
Nope, Saugus.
Saugus.
I don't pay attention.
Yep, Saugus is uppity. That's why they had it. There are places that...
It's, depends on where you go.
Yeah, I think it was... Because a lot of the residents complained that, like, oh, it's bringing in these crowds that aren't fit for Saugus.
Oh.
No, like, they were...
When it was open?
Property and stuff. The nightclub.
Oh.
When it was a nightclub.
Oh.
But,
so,
wait, it's next to a limousine rental place.
Yeah.
So it's not really doing anything.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Anyway, I would love to go.
People are stupid.
Yeah. But I would love to go explore.
Yeah.
What other?
Explore the orange dinosaur. Technically, it's abandoned.
Oh, yeah.
The orange dinosaur?
They sold the place, so it's completely closed right
what
now.
What is the orange dinosaur?
The golf course. On Route 1. Right across from the Chinese place.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
they
I like abandoned
are they getting
golf
rid
courses.
Of that dinosaur?
Huh?
Are they getting rid of that, or have they? Or?
I don't know what they're doing with the orange dinosaur. But they sold the property to, I believe, an apartment complex place thing. So,
hopefully they keep it.
They keep the orange dinosaur because it's a iconic thing of Route 1.
Yeah.
Huh?
They will. I know they probably won't, but
that's
it.
That's it. Just search orange dinosaur.
Oh.
Yeah, it's so iconic, but
it's iconic on Route 1, so you can't really.
Yeah, they'll probably keep the dinosaur, but
I hope they do.
Else.
But I'm not terribly hopeful they will.
I don't care about the golf course.
Yeah,
but keep the
just the dinosaur.
Orange dinosaur.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've been to the course.
I've never even been to the course, but I just remember the orange dinosaur.
Where else would I like to go?
Home.
Later.
Is our house abandoned?
Oh.
No.
No.
I'm not going to describe my house on this podcast.
Okay.
Because, like, I'll just get angry.
Yeah, we don't want that. Happy podcast.
Very happy.
Back to the happy tale.
Back to the happy abandoned places I want to go.
Yeah.
I think Danvers Mental Hospital.
Danvers?
Where?
Mm-hmm. In Danvers.
Yeah, I know in Danvers. But
I don't know where. I think it was demolished recently as well.
Oh.
I'm
trying to think where.
But it was, I don't know why.
I think Adam would know.
Yeah. I don't know why abandoned mental institutions are so interesting to me. Because, like, I don't know. I feel like I'm going to be super offensive, but, like, I sympathize with a lot of the people who have been through them, you know? It's not a fun place to be. It's just, there's no attention to the actual mental condition that they're in. And I don't think that part is interesting so much, but I think the mark that the patients left on the building is why I want to go see them so much. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, they were people. And, you know, they were treated badly because of some chemical imbalances that they had in their brain. And that's just fucked up.
Yeah.
And, like, the way they're left is just in such almost pristine condition. So I think it's, like, a good art medium. I don't know. I like bringing attention to, like, stuff like that. That even in so much turmoil and so much trauma, you can find things that are worth talking about.
Yeah.
Mm.
So. But I really want to go to Chernobyl. That would be cool.
I'd join.
Oh, yes, adventure.
Yay.
Adventure team.
We'd have to take, like, a team of radiologists. Not radiologists.
The suit?
People who...
People?
The...
We'd have to wear suits, the radiation suits.
Yeah, radiation specialists with us, probably.
It's not good in summer, though.
Why?
Why?
Because it'll be sweaty.
Where is Ukraine? It wouldn't be that bad. I think we could go in spring.
I'm a very sweaty person.
Me too.
Yeah.
What I really like seeing is, speaking of Chernobyl, is the abandoned amusement park that was in the town next to where the plant is. I think it's called Pripyat. But that's really cool. I love abandoned amusement parks, too.
Speaking of ghost stories, those make for really nice ghost stories, abandoned amusement parks.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, have you ever...
Like, is this something about... It's like, it's weird to think of, just a park built to bring so much joy. The fact that it's abandoned just...
Oh.
Completely
yeah.
kills
it's
that.
It's like, there are supposed to be so many people there.
Yeah.
It's just such a jarring difference.
Yeah.
I love that.
Isn't there an amusement park that isn't an amusement park and, like, it makes people depressed?
What?
Dismaland by
yeah,
Banksy?
Yeah, whoever that person is, but yeah.
Banksy's a prick.
Great.
Wait, what?
Huh?
You don't know about Banksy?
No.
He's a graffiti artist, a street artist, I believe, who, like, he makes all those typical, like, wake up sheeple painting, like, spray paint art things, and, like, to an extent, it's like, okay, we shouldn't all have one mind, we should celebrate our individuality, but also, like, come on, dude, don't make fun of Disneyland because people enjoy having a good time there.
Yeah.
Like, what did you go there? Where you charged $10 for a pretzel, an extra $2 for mustard, and was like, I hate this. Capitalism is awful. And then, did you use capitalism to profit?
Did you not get the dining plan, you fuck?
Have I ever told you guys about the haunted house and killing people there?
The
what? No!
Wait,
oh,
what?
This
what?
Is perfect
oh,
for
no.
this
yeah,
topic.
Oh, just like my random thoughts. Like, what would be a good place to like a person to just leave a dead body? It's like, you can put in a haunted house because People would think it's part of the thing.
People would, but the staff wouldn't.
Yeah. What if the staff was in on it?
Right? I mean, it's like, oh,
well, by the time they notice, you're gone.
Yeah, exactly. I guess
the fingerprints and shit, they can catch you.
Yeah, that's why you wear gloves.
Tiffany
gets it. I guess, yeah.
Tiffany gets it.
Yeah, security cameras, they probably have that set up there.
Okay,
yeah.
And you don't wear, like, specific clothing that you wear every single
staff.
Day?
You're probably going to walk in if you walk in. You're probably going to be noticed if you're walking in, like, a ski mask.
Why would you wear a ski mask?
To cover your face.
Okay. No. But you can always hide it up, and then when you enter the thing, you can just always, like, put stuff on your face.
Walk in dressed as staff.
But you're going to walk in with like a giant garbage bag and just nonchalantly walk into this haunted house.
Hey, I don't know about you, but I managed to sneak a really big drawstring bag into PAX last year, so it's plausible.
I guess.
I mean, yeah.
Could you fit a body in that, though?
You fold it and stuff it in your pocket.
Yeah.
The body?
Yeah. No.
yes, the body.
I mean, cut it
into
pieces.
You could, I guess.
Cut it into little bits and serve it. So the
blend
staff
it
as orders.
Put it in a thermos.
What if the staff was in on it, and that's what you did to hide the evidence? Oh my god!
Oh shit!
Like,
what if a haunted house was run by a bunch of cannibals, and that's what they did to cover their tracks?
That should
of
be
killing
a
people?
Movie.
Holy shit! Guys.
Holy fuck!
Oh my god!
You heard it here first on the podcast.
Or can possibly take multiple trips. Because I don't think they see your ID or anything, right? They just buy the ticket.
Yeah, I think it's just your ticket, right?
Yeah exactly. So they wouldn't know your, like, identity.
If you use cash.
Yeah, if you use cash, they can't trace it.
Yeah.
And then, like, you can make multiple trips.
If you use Bitcoin, they really can't trace it.
The person could cut up the body and then make multiple trips.
With a really big thermos.
With a really big thermos.
Mm-hmm.
Or several thermoses.
I mean, yeah, that'd probably be easier.
Put
walk
lunch
in
on
with
car.
Like 20 thermoses. delivery?
Don't mind me. I'm just really thirsty today.
Why is it red?
I really like soup.
I really like Kool-Aid.
Tomato soup.
Tomato soup.
Ooh, I want tomato soup right now.
I felt like that.
I sure am fucked up.
Oh.
We should go to Panera tomorrow.
Oh, damn, you're right.
I can't tell if that's sarcasm or...
No, I'm actually really in the mood for Panera. All
right.
Now?
No, tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah,
live tomorrow. On the podcast, Panera.
Live on the podcast, we decide to
make
a lunch
plan for tomorrow.
It's tomorrow, Friday.
Yeah, tomorrow's Friday.
Okay,
what? Yeah, what time are we?
Six spooky ghost stories.
Projectors on.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy as fuck. All
right.
Yeah, a little bit. At least we're all gonna die together.
Yeah, good
that
shit.
That kind of startled me.
Yeah, that startled me too. It's waking me out.
Well,
see, I am spineless when it comes to ghost stories, but I love them. Oh my god! Please turn on the lights. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that was getting kind of creepy.
Like, I can feel the adrenaline.
Here we progress through the five stages of fear.
Yeah!
First, startling. Two, acceptance. Three, spinelessness. Four,
shitting ourselves.
Telling someone else to go fix it. Five, shit.
Wait, is this our fifth step now?
Yeah, that was our fifth step.
Oh.
The fifth step is,
jumping out the window?
We can't jump
contemplating death.
The
sweet.
The
so, like, I go through those phases so quickly when I see a spider in my room.
Aww.
It's like, doesn't matter if it's, like, on the other side, like, other wall. I will be like,
catch it and feed it to Eugene.
Time to go sleep on the couch. Huh?
Catch it and feed it to Eugene.
No! I can't believe you would suggest such a thing to
you
me.
You can eat it.
You want to
I don't even want to be near it. I don't want it in my mouth.
He probably could.
Eugene?
Yeah.
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
Right. That's not part of their diet.
Nope.
No?
Man.
I love spiders, but once I see one in my room, I kill it, unless it's a jumping spider. Jumping spiders are awesome and harmless.
Wait, no, weren't you the one who said you tried to save them? Or was that Monica?
Huh?
No clue.
Save what?
Save spiders, you saw.
If you,
I mean,
to each their own, if you want to save the spider, fine, but...
I mean,
I'm going to leave it and hope it leaves me alone.
Different strokes for different folks.
They can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
As long as they're not in my vicinity. We are indifferent towards one another, me and spiders.
I usually try to save spiders, but my room and the door is kind of far away, so I'm kind of lazy, so I just kill them.
Yeah, no, I'm the same way, unfortunately. Like, I'm so lazy, like, oh, look, there's a spider, like, right here. I could save it, but then I have to pick it up and put it outside. Problem solved.
Yep. Like, the way I have my room set up, I have, let's see, I have, like, a wall here, I have a little alcove for my window, my bed, and then, like, it comes out here. My desk is here. I have a bookshelf here. My bed's here. I have a shelf.
Didn't you say you don't want to describe your house?
This is my room. I don't want to describe, like, the physical appearance of my house.
Oh, okay.
And, like, sometimes a spider will, like, crawl up from behind this shelf and, like, just over my desk. And that's when I, like, fall out of my desk chair and go to bed.
Oh.
Like, oh, sorry, we're on the fourth round of Draco. But, like, I have to leave.
But Draco.
But like
a spider.
I am in physical danger.
No, you're not.
I am in physical anxiety and panic.
You can You can hire me to be the spider whisperer.
Sit in a corner. Just yeah. Is there a spider yet? No. Okay.
There's a spider. Fuck off.
And then it scurries away because it feels my vocal cords.
Deanna, it's not working. It's not going away. Fuck off!
I told you once already.
If I could talk to spiders, I'm sure that would be a lot cooler, though.
Yeah, I
want
to do that.
I feel like I could understand them.
Understand their problems. Like, what they're going through.
I'd just be like, hey, can you do what you're doing somewhere else? Maybe, feet away from me? And they'd be like, yeah, okay.
That'd be adorable.
They're all super cool.
Yeah, like, I imagine that spiders are super chill.
Yeah.
But, like, I just don't like the appearance of them.
I don't like wolf spiders' appearance.
Yeah. Are those the really big tan ones?
I think so. Like, the really long fangs?
Let's see.
Yeah.
Stop it!
I'll grab it.
Hold on. She knocked it away before I...
Don't show me. Because, like, I was cleaning my yard this past summer, and, like, I moved a leaf, and there was a spider.
Yeah, like, see, like the frontal face.
See, yeah, go to images.
Which one?
Just
find more.
That?
Is it gone?
Yep.
Not
yet. That's the
wolf. That's
the
one?
Okay.
Oh, hello, friend.
It's, like, very unappealing.
Oh, very. Hey, friend.
That...
Stop it! Put it away, asshole! It's not gonna work!
You have to face your fear.
No!
What if I just texted to you?
Oh, shit.
I would block your number?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit.
Block your number and sign you up to the Bill Clinton hotline?
No!
Where every day at 10 a.m. exactly you get the same picture of Bill Clinton.
Oh.
That's a thing?
Nope, but I will make it a thing if you text me a picture of a wolf spider.
Put a restraining order on him.
Seems like you're still recovering from that dog pass.
Call my bluff. I dare you. That's just, like, one thing I've stopped doing.
Sending
Bill Clinton
pictures? Oh.
No, it's bluffing.
Oh.
If I threaten you and you make me go through with it, you will be sorry.
I'm kind of tempted to try now.
Because I'm such a petty person. As much as I say I'm not, I love drama. And I love being petty.
Yeah. So you were the one being petty just now.
I like hearing about drama.
That's what the joke
was. I don't like being
was.
A part
okay.
of drama.
Okay. What?
I like hearing about drama and being like, ooh. Ooh, Betsy did what? Oh, Mark. But, like, being caught in the middle of drama is just so draining.
Yeah, right, Pat?
Fuck you.
I also like being, like,
I guess I like starting drama when I'm not the one who has anything to lose. If someone's just being shitty, I'm like, I will roast your ass.
I wonder if it'll taste good.
I mean, probably.
Mm. Oh, I saw this Asian movie before.
Asian movie.
Me too.
Good shit.
It was called Black Coal Thin Ice. I really liked it.
Oh, that's nice. Good. I don't think I've ever saw it.
Karate Kid.
Oh, God.
Okay. You just insulted Tiffany's ancestors. You better apologize.
Yeah. They're dead. Oh.
Yeah, have some respect. Press F.
First half.
I swear to fuck!
I wasn't even gonna pull that out. Damn.
That's what he said.
Damn.
Your pull game weak.
Fuck you.
The Chinese movie. And like the bunch of people are stuck on an island, and then this man sacrificed one of his butt cheeks to feed the group. But
just one?
Yep.
Just a single butt cheek.
Yep.
A single butt cheek.
Yeah, and then as soon as he cut it, and it's like on the fireplace, the helicopter came and saved them.
Oh. Oh fuck. Oh shit.
You know, like that's that moment where you're waiting for the elevator and you know that if you take the stairs, as soon as you hit that first step, the elevator will show up. That's that moment, but like 3,000 times.
Yeah. You're living with that mistake.
Like, yep. You have one butt cheek.
Yep. And you sacrificed it, but it was...
And you sacrificed it for nothing.
Exactly.
Is it like at the awful end? To live with one butt cheek?
Yeah, I wouldn't understand it, even though I like it.
You like it?
I like the word butt cheek, it's great.
Yeah, you like saying it, I don't imagine you like cutting it off.
I mean, I never tried, so...
It probably isn't pleasant.
I wouldn't if I were you.
Don't try, please.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Oh, that'd be so weird, just like sitting down and shit.
You'd be lopsided.
Yeah.
Like a little off-kilter?
It's like,
Just trying to balance yourself on a simple chair.
I mean,
you'd have to have chairs specially, like keep a special cushion with you at all times. So that you have your ass.
You have like a strap-on butt cheek.